Governor Sanders?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes?
Governor Carl Sanders on 90.
Oh, Carl.
President Hagan.
Yes, sir.
We're sitting Bob McNair and Albert Harris and I sitting over here. This thing has been a journey. And I want to tell you, what happened. All we've done, we had all of our delegations. We had our meeting. We simply have appointed, we've asked each delegation to try to get across the most effective manner they could to Russell Longley and all to the administration that we seek to comply with the law. That we seek to implement the law, but that we recognize that without some type of flexibility in the regulations that have been just thrown at us on the 29th, that there's some areas of our state that are going to be able to do far more, far quicker than other areas. And that unless there is some consideration given to us, that we're going to injure public education generally. Whole South and our teachers, I've already talked to schools of ours, and our teachers say that if they had to fully desegregate by September, that they would, we'd lose 30% of them. They'd just go into private industry right now and take a job. And what I was thinking, of course, Alberta Harrison's right hand, Bob McNair, and I told you that we'd give you this report. We didn't adopt any resolution. We didn't adopt any statement, any position. Didn't try to do anything other than say that we discussed the mutual problem. We kept it on that level and that level alone. But we're getting in a situation now, and I think Alberta's going to tell you the same thing. And Bob, if this thing is building up down in some areas of our state, if we can get a little reasoning in the thing, that on June the 30th, honest to God, I just don't know what's going on. I just think that we'll have half our schools operating and half of them not, and you'll have to go in to get the Attorney General or somebody to go into court down there and force half of these school districts to operate schools, and this is the one thing and none of them. That's pretty well what the yesterday meeting was. It was how congressmen and senators say they've done everything. They know how to do the reason with HEW, and we've talked with them, and we thought I spent the night with Herman last night. He said he never had a more fruitful and understanding visit that he dropped by and talked to you, and you had Keppel over there and celebrated with somebody. And I talked to Keppel, and we had a very fine meeting with him, but nobody ever picked up the phone after we had all those discussions. Nobody ever picked up the phone and said one word to any of us when the regulations were issued, not even to say, look, we're issuing them. Know that there's going to be some difficulties and absolute compliance with every section, but we still want you to know that we're still going to try to act in good faith about these things. See, we've had our plans up there, Mr. President, my plans to the state went up there in February, and we never heard a word from it until the other day. We finally got a letter on May the 12th that the first word we'd gotten out of it. And people are just beginning to get so apprehensive about it that it's getting to be a real critical situation. And frankly, I got my back to the wall. I'm in the corner, and my hands up. I'm just asking for mercy. I ain't looking for any fights. I'm not trying to fight any wars or anything. I just want a little compassion and understanding.
Well, I'll talk to these folks over there. And what are y'all going to do now? Are you going to present your viewpoint to...
Well, we were going to present it. They kept suggesting that we present it to you, and I said, no, if we did that, it put you on the spot. The others did. If we did it publicly, then you'd be in a position where you couldn't say anything. They said, well, we ought to call Celebrezzi over here and spend all day with him. We finally decided it would be a hell of a lot better for us not to do anything as a group, as a mass, and try to just hammer him into a position where he had to get absolutely on the record with the group and not be in a position where he could be somewhat flexible. So all we did do was agree that we would individually and as delegations that we would communicate with him and the others.
right, well, we'll, yes, sir, we'll talk to him.
That way we're not putting him on the spot, and that way he can still try to work with us as individual states and not just put him in a position where we go over one day and then the other side comes down with 10,000 people the next day and says that you're doing something you shouldn't do. We're trying, Lord knows, anyway, I know how, we're trying to keep this thing from getting in a position where either you or him, anybody, is in the spot, and we're not asking for delay or any kind of time of suspension of the rules. We're just asking for reason and compassion and understanding. All right. All the world I'm asking.
Carl, we'll talk to him and see if he goes into all the things that these folks propose and see if he can find an answer that will not to be too, not blow up in either's face.
Well, that's all we can have.
Thank you, my friend. Thank those other fellows. So.
Bob is sitting here, and I'll tell him, and then later after you talk to him, if you will, if you think it would be advisable for us to privately call him, if you have somebody, you
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Right. Thank you.